I speak of the city, shepherd through the centuries, mother that engenders us and devours us, invents us and forgets us. Octavio Paz. Our historians, who are the most perceptive in the world, have invented a method to correct chance. It is well known that their modus operandi are, in general, reliable, although naturally they are not divulged without some degree of sham. Babylon is nothing but an infinite game of dice. Jorge Luis Borges. At every step, the game of dice forges borders like a geometric incantation of alcohol that distributes the consolation of freedom through the viscosity of the universe, that demolishes the solidity of the ideogram, that falsely opens itself up without ink to inscribe its chance on the passage of the stars, that wrench swiftly their yes and no from fate, in the last glimmer of your life to announce, in full darkness, that the life of others continues. Time has taken it upon itself to populate the world with borders, so that only in utopia may one find the fluidity of the universe, plethora of painful scribbles in the barbed wire that upholds maps, like a silkworm ready to rip every fabric. Thus they planted the flags even into the depths of the ocean, but these are tacit demarcations for stray fish. To chart the future of the passers-by, the adjacent spaces mitigate loneliness among languages that separate and force conquests attributed to nations and documents invented with stamps and citizenships to judge the other as other. To have an I without a you that shapes me and releases me errant to roam the world of appearances in the fragile light marked by geopolitical daggers, where words, inescapable words, no longer say anything in the vacuity of the spaces that are no longer reconcilable in the finite density of the spiral of time that rises between the sacred and the perverse, between the absurd and the arcane, between the abominable and the opposed. Borders, borders, countless borders, among adjacent homes borders, everyday borders, in the grit and the grief borders. The deserts claim their spaces, and the Sahara stops at red lines that the desert dunes have blurred. To turn a tent into my home, so temporary and yet so permanent, in the inhospitable spaces of the planet, in horizons surrounded by an impenetrable light that pierces the debris of nothingness. We are shadows in suspense, transparent apparitions in the middle of a desert that could well be that of Algeria, waiting for over a quarter of a century for a boat to arrive, a ship, a god able to overcome the impossibility of borders, of exploding mines forever, of making my city that old crystalline stop by the sea. But problems do not fit in the swing of the world if they do not come from the north or the empire. My life is circumvented in the humanitarian rhetoric that follows earthquakes that awaken the news on any television channel, and a light breaks the walls that are built day after day, walls that are broken ceaselessly, but which alter their ways from country to country, interminable walls which, like stars, return faithful to the night. We need one of those white nights of the Arctic, just one of those nights, to see forever the face hidden in the ruins of time. Who turned the imaginary shreds of doubt into the slippery space of rhetorical truths that are reinforced by cartographers in the wake of military imperatives that raise statues, monuments with which to sculpt our history, to turn myth into a fertile orchard, the sole sustainable nourishment for the people who float and float without thinking, dragged from shop to shop by the new storms of missold wealth, by the desire of the insatiable in the immensity sliced by borders. I inhabit this pariah space in the hangars of the abyss, in the hope of a certain flight to another place. The borders are of solid glass, awaiting the fire needed to overcome its form, so that from the province of the kingdom, following every stroke of the hammer, another nation ready to fight may be forged. Republic of dreams already achieved, of grafts that separate what sap unites in the timeless vestibules that welcome the tourist in passing, for whom the altars are museums of infamy. The deep waters spare the separation of spaces, like lacustrine thought between languages that separate Romania from Ukraine, an abyss between metal alloys and migratory birds replicated in the cornices of other houses that stand between Fuerteventura and Morocco, adrift between Korea and Japan, the perennial battle for land between India and Pakistan, between China and India, lines of control between Tijuana and San Diego, whilst Europe is an island that spreads. Borders, borders, innumerable borders that are replicated in every broken mirror of dawn.